For the Cowboy State News Network, I'm Ty Stockton, and this is The Great Outdoors. If you're lucky enough to have President's Day off, don't spend it on the couch. Get out and enjoy this holiday outside. There's not a lot to hunt on President's Day, but it'd be a shame to waste a day off work. There may not be a lot of open seasons, but I always look forward to this free day in February. In fact, a few years ago, I got a bit of an early start on President's Day. I worked at the Game and Fish in those days, and we got the day off. The Monday before the actual holiday, I grabbed the .22 and set out after rabbits, but my boss called me on my cell phone and pointed out that my internal clock was running a little fast. Whoops. That year, the light goose season opened on President's Day. Today's opening day for light geese this year, too. Just make sure you have your 2017 hunting license and conservation stamp, as well as a conservation order special permit. You don't need a duck stamp or a hip stamp for the light goose season. If light goose hunting isn't your thing, predator season's always open. You can use this holiday to go after coyotes, foxes, and jackrabbits, as well as a number of other critters classified as predators. We're getting close to the end of the season for small game, too. If you have a mind to put some cottontails or snowshoe hares in the freezer, you better get with it. The small game season runs through March 1st. And of course, there's always fishing. If the ice is thick enough, you can cut a hole and drop a line. Or if it's like southeastern Wyoming where you like to fish, you can just chuck your line out into the open water. Compared to some of the other holidays, there aren't a lot of seasons open on President's Day, but there's enough to keep you from being bored. Don't waste a weekday you have off from work. This has been The Great Outdoors. Visit us at cowboystatenews.com. I'm Ty Stockton, and I'll see you out there.